So, Nigel, first of all then, quite a test. Came through it with flying colours in the end.
Yeah, in the end, they had the majority of the game and were very, very comfortable in possession. And Mark made a couple of good saves, kept us in it. But we had, I think, as good a chance as anything the first minute of the game, or first 2 minutes. Mark McNulty, the corner just dropped to him. And then it's ironic that we get another corner late on and Ben Davies delivers another brilliant delivery. It's on Neil Collins' head.
I suppose we have to say, in terms of a learning exercise, although you won't play teams that can keep the ball quite as well as that week in, week out, the containment thing worked well for United today.
It did. We sort of had to do it at times last season, didn't we? You know, when we were playing Fulham and everything, especially away from home. So it was similar tonight. So it's important when we concede early on not to concede the second goal, which we didn't, and then you're always in the game. You get the goal back with Chris Porter and you end up winning it. So people then forget about the first 70 minutes of the game.
And even then, as much as you can say, it's only pre-season. The fact that they didn't panic by that and worry by the fact that they took the lead early on and had a lot of the ball, it didn't seem to faze them.
No, it doesn't. You know, we had some young players out there as well, so all around the experience and playing against such quality players, and you saw a massive difference in the touch, the movement, the anticipation, everything, even the physical strength. Everything that makes top players what they are, you saw in Fenerbahce tonight.
And in his introductions into midfield craft, I suppose, Lewis Reed had a good one going up against the Morelos of this world.
He's had a brilliant, I think, pre-season experience, you know, as well as a little bit at the end of last season. So it's been wonderful for him, and just 17 last week. Technically, he was as good as anything we had.
I know we broached this subject the other day because he played well against Dundee, but he's trying to force his way into your first team plan to start this season, isn't he, right now, the way he's playing in pre-season?
Yeah, he is. He's not out of the equation, out of our thinking at all, with that ability. But we have got to bear in mind that it's going to be 25,000 people, we hope, you know, against Bristol City in 9 days' time. And that'll be an altogether different occasion.
As occasions tonight, though, this was pretty good, wasn't it, as an atmosphere goes? And obviously there was a lot aside from the match tonight taking part.
There was, and it was more about, I think, that than the game itself, although people do come essentially to watch the match. It was more about the occasion and everything. But it was lovely that we got everybody on the pitch tonight, just about. Didn't want to risk Murphy and Harris, too important for us. And Jose got a whack on his calf the other night, and as did Scoogs. But apart from that, the whole squad got on the pitch. We'll benefit from the experience.
So in terms of Murphy and Harris then, could they feature at York at the weekend?
Oh, they definitely will, yeah. They were on the bench tonight, but Ben was doing adequately at left back, filling in there, and with the quality of his set plays as well. We didn't want to bring him off.
And Flynn too at right back, not normally seeing him there.
No, but he's done it. He's done it before the odd occasion, so we want to ease him in gently as well. That's the first time he's been on the pitch this pre-season, and normally they'd all start with 45 minutes. Because he was at right back, we gave him an extra 10 minutes, and he'll feature at York on Saturday.
Baxter and Skoglund, I mean, you alluded to them there. I mean, where are they at in terms of rehab right now?
Baxter should be okay. He'll be involved Saturday. Not sure about Skoglund. Might be not risk him and leave him till next week.
Let's turn our attentions to signing, shall we? Freeman, where in the process are you with him?
I think we've hit a couple of stumbling blocks in the deal with Kieran at the moment, so not sure if they can be overcome or not, but we'll continue discussions tomorrow.
Does that come down to money then, of the goalpost shifters?
There's a few things at the moment, you know, involved in the deal that not quite make it right for us at the moment, so we're going to think about it overnight and early in the morning, and then we'll make a decision.
And Mason Bennett, how high in your thoughts is he right now? How much do you want to get him in?
Yeah, we'd like to. He was coming in as part of the deal. It was sort of a double deal, Mason on loan and Kieran on a permanent, but I think they are linked, unfortunately. So if the Kieran one falls over, then it'll probably mean Mason doesn't come as well. But I'm very encouraged by Mark McNulty and Diego coming on tonight again. I think sort of similar sort of players and similar sort of impact that Mason can have.
What do you see in him? I mean, obviously he's a very young player with quite a high reputation for one so young. What qualities do you believe he has?
Strength, and he's extremely raw still. I think we gave him his debut when he was 15, and just over 15, so his physical strength is not in doubt. He's got the body of a 25-year-old, he always has had. He just needs game time and experience now.
If all works out, it would have been a 6 month loan, wouldn't it? Would there be scope then perhaps to keep him for the season?
Yeah, that was the plan. We would have had first option on that, but you know, it may well not happen now, so we'll if not, we'll move on and we'll persevere with Diego if he can stay fit as well.
I mean, it's all hypothetical at the moment, but I was going to say, should you have got Freeman, would you have continued to look for another forward?
Yeah, if we'd have got Freeman and Mason Bennett, yes. Yeah, we would have still... If we'd have got Mason, we would have still continued with another forward as well, yeah. But as I say, at San Diego, he did very well when he came on at Burton, but he then got a knock, so we haven't seen much of him in between, but he was exciting again tonight.
I suppose in terms of that other plan then for another forward, have you been able to progress that at all?
Yeah, we're making progress. And, you know, it's difficult when we want to make sure the deal's right. We've talked about this in the past. People are aware that we've got some money from the Harry Maguire deal, although not as much as Hull put out. But we're still not going to waste it, and we're still not going to pay overinflated prices. And the first question we ask players, do you want to come and play for Sheffield United? That's the most important one, and then we go on everything else after that, finances and everything, that's secondary.
Could you see anything on the transfer front resolved before York at the weekend?
Unlikely before York, but we'd hope to get the week after. But you see, we've got a pretty good squad together, as you saw tonight, with 18 players being involved as well. So if we don't, we don't, and we go with what we've got.
Crawford, you mentioned you were going to have another look at him. How long do you want that trial period to continue?
I'm not sure. We're going to have a chat with him now. It was, I think, officially it was at the end of the month. So it's difficult for Robbie because of Conor De Mayo and because of Lewis Reed and because of all the other midfield players that we have. You know, it's an area that we are extremely strong in.
And Wallace too played tonight. In the short amount of time he did play, showed quite a bit of industry, didn't he, with the runs that he made, a couple of them.
Yeah, it was nice to see him and Basham in there. And we've generally been playing a three in midfield, 4-3-3, but we went 4-4-2 for the last half an hour tonight just to have a look at it, which was interesting. And you see the benefit of getting two strikers up there. And then you see Basham and Wallace as a possible partnership in there as well.